Minus. The phone is never for me except for when it is. And so most days I ignore its digital trill before someone apologizes to the air for dropping my blood on the floor. Could I please entrust one more vial to their care? Or it's the synthetic coup of a woman I almost believe could consolidate my vertiginous debt and more, dragging the vacuum of my heart across the twin Alps of the fiscal and the erotic. But her voice ends, and standing here in the hall, I am amazed and frozen by the deep drift of longing sweeping higher than I was aware. Until this moment, I had bought many things I had no need of. The pogo stick resting mercifully somewhere cool and dark, its wheezing ascent grounded, the Ouija board that never whispered at all of the distant dead, the iguana whose tail grew black and necrotic and hardly noticed the amputation with a steak knife made of space-age materials. And now I want whatever it is she was hired to make me want. I will spend more than I have, so that she will be programmed to return to the capistrano of my ears like a helpless bird. I will burn dollar bills because it's easier than pennies. I will fall like Frank Bland fell, unlucky in name and life, into a vat of paint stripper, and fight for his life with mine as we burn away. To the world, I will open my wallet like a cadaver is opened, and forgive what I'm owed.